Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Live mock draft time here on Fantasy Football Today. These are always some of my favorite shows. I feel like we haven't done one of these in a long time. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg. The two of us are drafting. I have the first pick. Jamie has the 11th pick. And every other contestant today is a listener. In our Facebook group, this is why you should join the Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search for Fantasy Football Today. All right, so we already have completed a round. I paused the draft, and we're going to recap the first round. This is a 12-team, half PPR league with three wide receivers and a flex. We are not drafting kickers or defenses. We are going 14 rounds, 8 starters, 6 reserves. It is half PPR. McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara, Derrick Henry, Travis Kelce, 5, Zeke, Barkley, Jonathan Taylor, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Jamie took Nick Chubb, and then Austin Eckler was the 12th pick. Jamie, any reaction? I mean, look, I see Kamara go ahead of Derrick Henry. I think that's interesting in half PPR. I see Travis Kelce, 5th overall, ahead of Zeke and Barkley and Jonathan Taylor, et cetera. What do you think about the first round? Anything really jump out at you?
No, nothing really. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people may be surprised to see Zeke over Barkley. And I guess in full disclosure, we say, you know, you're picking for that team. So you made that selection.
I did, yeah.
So I guess you can explain that, but I like it. I would take Zeke over Barkley myself. Also.
Right. We had one listener who's having trouble getting in and was unable to join us. Adam, his name is Adam. So I just figured, hey, whatever, I'll draft for him. But actually Schrager, you can also draft for him if you want to do that. We can share the team. So why did I take Zeke over Barkley? I think we need to see a little bit more about Barkley right now. I think we got to see where he's at in week one and training camp and all that. Still a little bit of an unknown as we draft here on July 7th. You're listening to it on July 8th. So
it just feels like with both those guys in particular, and you factor in Jonathan Taylor because I think he's the one and he went at right after them. Those are the three that people I think are going to get stuck on because I think their first four are easy. And in any format, I think it's going to go McCaffrey, Cook, Henry, Kamara.
Okay. Yeah. And as a guy who's said, who's at least made the case for Kelce third overall.
But I'm not talking about Kelce because that's a different conversation. I'm
okay.
Just talking about the running backs.
Okay.
So
okay.
Take Kelce out of the equation. If you want to go Kelce or any of the receivers, that's totally a fine selection. You know, if you're concerned about those three backs, because look, Barkley, as you mentioned, we need to see a little bit more. Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to do great in this offense like he did as a rookie when he didn't have Daniel Jones? Is last year Zeke a start of a fall off, or is last year Zeke just because everything around him fell apart, you know, quarterback and offensive line? And then with Taylor, he closed the season like a monster. He was an absolute star, but the quarterback is different. The offensive line is slightly different. The backfield competition is different, you know, so there's some things to be potentially concerned about. I don't know if it's anything to run away from, but I just feel like for me, the way I'm starting to approach it, Zeke seems like, with everybody back, the safest bet.
Yeah.
Because well, you know what
offense,
he's capable
right?
of.
You're betting on the Cowboys offense, right? That's part of it.
You're betting on the Cowboys offense. Now, you could say I'm betting on the Colts offense, which was great for Taylor last year. But I think the Cowboys offense is better. And you say I'm betting on Barkley to be rookie Barkley. But what if he's not?
And we
coming
know
off an injury.
Dak throws to Zeke. You know, Dak throws the ball to Zeke a lot. We are resuming the draft now. Nick Chubb was Jamie's pick. Then it was Eckler. And the Hoff, who took Eckler, and that would be Mike Hoff, took Cam Akers as well. So he starts RB. I want to just say this about Kelce. You've heard me at least make the case. I'm not saying I'd take Kelce third. I'm just saying there's a case to be made. I don't feel that way in non or half PPR. For me, that is strictly a full PPR thought because I'm comparing Kelce to these risky running backs. Well, the big advantage that he has over them is catches. You need that full point for me to even think about him. I wouldn't take him fifth. I would have taken Zeke. I would have taken Barkley. I would have taken Taylor over him if I had had that choice. But he went one pick before I was before I made the pick for the Adam who was not there. Jamie took Aaron Jones. So you start with Nick Chubb and Aaron Jones. I mean, that's just a terrific start. Let me see. I think we had an auto pick there. So I'm going to back that pick out. But yeah, you got to be pretty happy about that. Nick Chubb and Aaron Jones. What do you like better? Chubb and Jones or Eckler and Akers? Because that's the comparison here. Team with the 11th pick is Jamie that has Chubb and Aaron Jones. And the 12th pick, Eckler and Cam Akers.
I like Chubb and Aaron Jones better. I you know, if this was full PPR, I would have taken Eckler over both. You know, I just think that he's got a little bit of a higher ceiling based on his catches. But with the half PPR scoring, you know, it would not surprise me if Nick Chubb, as we've seen, you know, each of the last two seasons, 2 years ago, more prominently because of his health, that he could challenge to be the rushing leader. And Aaron Jones, as we've seen, could be, you know, top five running back. Each of the last two seasons, if Aaron Rodgers is there, Aaron Jones will be ranked higher for me. You know, so
That's why you took okay, because of the Rodgers factor. That's why you took Chubb over him.
Yes, gotcha. Yes. Okay. But if this was PPR, I would have taken Jones over Chubb. Full
okay.
PPR.
We had some interesting picks here. We had DK Metcalf go after Aaron Jones, then Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Hopkins off the board. So Metcalf doesn't
receivers usually... going early. It's different. I like that because we see a lot of running backs in our drafts.
Yeah, but the question is, do you really like that? Because it is half PPR. So I'm actually on the clock for the other Adam Schrager. We can do this pick together. We have Ezekiel Elliott.
Who's on the board?
I'm not going to take a tight end here. We can do Najee Harris or Calvin Ridley.
Let's go Harris.
All right, I like that. Yeah, I mean PPR. I'm going. I'm going to get auto picked. That's pretty embarrassing for the host of the show to get auto picked. We will spend. I put 30 seconds on the clock for those of you listening at home. So it is a little bit difficult to make these picks sometimes, but let's back that out. All right, we're going to go Najee Harris, and that's a good call. Full PPR, I would have gone Ridley, Schrager. What about you?
Agreed, yeah.
Okay.
Would even consider A.J. Brown.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's the difference, I guess. All right, so it's,
you're also on autopilot for your pick coming
up. Yeah, I see. Thank you. It's a lot to do here, hosting and commissioning and whatnot. DeAndre Swift is the next pick, ahead of Antonio Gibson, ahead of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, ahead of J.K. Dobbins. What do you think about that, Jamie? DeAndre Swift.
I mean, he's polarizing. You know, he's going to be really good if Jared Goff is good. I like the offensive line. Obviously, like what I saw from him last year. I wouldn't worry too much about Jamal Williams. I think you're going to see him play, but I don't think he's going to be enough of a factor to take DeAndre Swift off the field in the spots where you want him to be on the field and rushing, you know, goal line situations and passing down situations. He's going to have those opportunities, but just not to the level of what Swift should. But it's the touchdown potential. You know, if he's not in this, if this offense is struggling, which could, then, you know, you could be a little concerned about how things work out for DeAndre Swift. So I would have taken Edwards-Helaire over him personally, but you know, you can. It's splitting hairs with Gibson. I like Gibson slightly better.
All right, the next picks after that were Darren Waller, Calvin Ridley, George Kittle. So within the first 23 picks, all three of the big three tight ends are gone. I had the first pick in the draft. I took McCaffrey, and then with my swing picks, I took Antonio Gibson and Justin Jefferson. Thank you. I was tempted to go with Dobbins. I was tempted to go Gibson and Dobbins. Edwards-Helaire was also on the board, so those were the running backs I was considering. Non-PPR, I definitely would have looked for three running backs there, assuming, well, you never know how the draft plays out, who was available. But half PPR, I mean, I think Jefferson has potential for a lot more catches than he had last year. I heard someone compare him to, I think it might have been Heath, to A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf, that they're big yards per catch guys, not necessarily high catch guys. Who do you think leads that trio in receptions?
Jefferson.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. New picks. Michael Thomas, CEH, AJ Brown, Keenan Allen. So how about this wide receiver value here?
I mean, this is what we expect. You know, this is why we, you know, don't necessarily run away from or tell people to run away from going running back, because look at the receivers that you're still getting in round three. You know, so you still have You know, guys that are just going off the board now, Keenan Allen, AJ Brown, like you said, Terry McLaurin, guys that are still available.
Ooh, did I make a mistake here? I went with, so for team six that I'm drafting for with Zeke and Najee Harris that Ben and I picked, Ben, I went with McLaurin over Dobbins. What do you think I should have done there?
I'm fine with McLaurin there. We could use our first wide receiver right there.
Jamie, would you have gone McLaurin and gotten your first receiver, or would you have gone three running backs to start your draft with Zeke?
Well, first, it's a little surprising that you didn't consult your co-manager and make picks.
Not enough time.
That's about right.
That's par for the course. I would have probably gone with McLaurin also, but you know, Dobbins is interesting. You know, I like both these guys a lot. I think they're both, you know, high-end players that have a chance to be special. But I think, as I've said, you know, and I'm a pro Dobbins guy, his ceiling is capped unless he scores, you know, 15 touchdowns, you know, because of what he'll do in the passing game. You know, I read another thing today. It was on, I think, NFL.com. They were doing breakout players in the AFC and for each team. And
I think that was the Athletic, or that I read it in the Athletic. That the same, they had the same feature, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna see that a lot this time of year. So yeah. You know, and he's the easy choice because he's got the most upside based on how he finished last season and what his potential could be. So I think he's a star, but he's a top 15 running back kind of star, not a top five running back kind of star. Mm-hmm. Whereas McLaurin, you know how I feel about him. I think he could be a top five wide receiver. So. You know, I think his ceiling's better for what you need.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. We're going to take a pause after round three here and kind of catch up. And come on, Rodrigo, make that pick. I know he's there. Oh, he made the pick. Okay, good. Rodrigo, by the way, is picking 10th just before Jamie. Rodrigo, this is not why he got in the draft. I went to college with his brother. Very cool. Cool guy. Great story. Patrick Mahomes to Jamie, 35th overall, first QB off the board. You took him. Well, all right. So you'll explain why you took him here, as you're just seeing kind of the end of a tier at running back and wide receiver, I guess, and none of the big three tight ends are available. And we will wait for Mike Hoff to make the. There it is. He made the pick. It's Amari Cooper, 36th overall. All right. So we're gonna just take a little break from the draft here and review it. Catch everybody up. I know we're going really quickly here, but I want to get as much as we can done on the air. I also want to remind everybody to please nominate us on podcastawards.com. Just go to, I'll put the link in the episode description, but go to podcastawards.com and you can nominate us. Now, more importantly, our fourth annual draft-a-thon supporting St. Jude is going to be on September 1st. Last year, we auctioned off fantasy football experiences like Zoom calls with our experts, custom Smack Talk videos, playing in a league with our experts, and guest appearances on the podcast. So what do you want to see offered? We've had some emails. We've had some great ideas. What do you want to see offered this year to incentivize donations to St. Jude? Leave your ideas on this YouTube video. You can tweet at us, or you can send us an email at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. All right? So let's take a look at the first three rounds here. And we'll just round one again was McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara, Henry, Kelsey, Zeke, Barkley, Taylor, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Nick Chubb, Austin Eckler. That would be nine running backs, two wide receivers, and Travis Kelsey. Round two was Akers, Aaron Jones, Metcalf, Diggs, Mixon, Hopkins, Najee Harris, a little bit of a surprise with DeAndre Swift, Darren Waller, Calvin Ridley, George Kittle. Now, what do you think about that? Ridley in between Waller and Kittle. Would you take Ridley ahead of those guys?
I would. I think, you know, for me, the way I have it ranked and the way that I view it, I think Waller and Kittle are early third round picks as opposed to second round picks. They're amazing, obviously. And it comes down to, you know, how you feel about getting one of those elite tier tight ends. But, you know, I would prefer personally a guy who could be a top three, top five wide receiver, and Ridley is that guy.
Antonio Gibson was the last pick of round three, round two. The first pick of round three was Justin Jefferson, then Michael Thomas.
Feels like stealing at that point, doesn't it?
Who?
Jefferson, a little bit?
I hope so. I think he should definitely go before Waller and Kittle. So those are probably the two picks. Yep. I don't know that there's anyone, and Swift. I'd take him ahead of Swift. Michael Thomas, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, A.J. Brown. Yeah, I think it's a question if you should take Jefferson or A.J. Brown in half PPR. Who would you go with?
I would go with Jefferson.
Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin. And if you stop right there at McLaurin, I wonder if that is the end of a tier for you, Jamie, with Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp, and Amari Cooper being the next three wide receivers.
Yep.
Okay, so McLaurin right there with Keenan Allen, A.J. Brown. And then after that, it was Dobbins. And then if I wonder if that is the end of a tier, Dobbins, after that, we have Chris Carson off the board. And that's why you took Mahomes, right?
Well, the way that I viewed it was my next receiver would have been Amari Cooper. And so after that, it's CeeDee Lamb and Robert Woods. I doubted, and it could still happen, that Mike Hoff was going to take both Cooper and Lamb. And so he could have taken Mahomes in one of those guys. So I figured, let me take Mahomes, and I'll just take the Cowboys receiver that's left over. And I've said this before, that if Amari Cooper's ankle injury lingers into training camp, CeeDee Lamb will be the highest ranked Cowboys receiver for me. I actually did that in the fishbowl. I took CeeDee Lamb over Amari Cooper because we're drafting in July and not knowing what the status of Cooper will be. I have those guys ranked so close that it was just an easy decision for that league.
Yeah. By the way, look at reading the chat room right now. Evan B, his wife just had a baby. Congrats.
That's awesome.
And Tony R, wife just had a son. Congrats.
Wow.
All right. What an awesome chat room we've got here. Okay, we're going to resume the draft
here. We should have had them on the Tuesday night live show with Nando's daughter.
Crying the whole time. But you know what is interesting here about looking at these tiers, and if McLaurin and Dobbins, obviously we don't know the way it's going to get drafted, but if McLaurin and Dobbins are the end of a tier in this draft, and that's 31 picks, so I think that would be the seventh, the team seven, basically, at the very end of that tier. Team eight had Allen Robinson, team nine, Carson, team 10, Kupp, team 11, Mahomes, team 12, Cooper. Maybe that is an argument to have a top seven pick, assuming the three tight ends are off the board, no quarterbacks. Now that's the thing. In your league, you might have a quarterback in there, or maybe two, or who knows? It might push some of those running backs and wide receivers down a little bit. But this is an interesting spot. Middle of round three is when you might start feeling a little yucky about your picks and going, gosh, I have to take Amari Cooper. I have to take Robert Woods here. I have to take Chris Carson, David Montgomery. You might not feel
about
it.
This is our version of what the tiers, scenario should be. Not necessarily what a lot of people's.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people might have Mike Evans higher, Chris Godwin higher, Julio Jones still higher. You know what I mean?
All right. And David Montgomery is the first pick of round four. And Jamie is on the clock, and he takes CeeDee Lamb. Here we go. I was thinking about Cooper versus Lamb today, and Cooper's never had a 1,200-yard season. He's really good. He's never had more than 8 touchdowns, and he's hurt, as you mentioned. Does it just feel like Lamb has more upside? Is that what it comes down to?
I think so. If you feel that way, like I said, they're so close for me. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to make the case that Lamb is better. And ADP right now is showing us that Lamb is better. So, it seems like people are drafting that way. And if this continues, with the injury for Cooper, it's not a hard decision to take Lamb over Cooper. But at least you know what you're getting with Cooper. Lamb, look, we had the conversation with Heath a couple weeks ago. Lamb is a bust for him, I believe. And his point was the body of work over the course of the season, and my argument to that was obviously I'm not going to judge him without Dak Prescott. For me, I'm going to judge him based on the 5 games that he played with Dak. So I hope that's the guy we're getting. But, it's a healthy Cooper, hopefully. It's still Michael Gallup, hopefully a healthy Blake Jarwin, still Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of mouths to feed in that offense, we sat here yesterday or on Monday's show, Tuesday's show, excuse me, with the NFC projections talking about how it's tough to look at the Bucs offense, right? With all these mouths to feed and say, well, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are maybe going too soon. Why aren't the Cowboys going too soon, with all these mouths to feed too?
By the way, here's Amari Cooper. I mentioned he's never had 1,200 yards, but here's his 16-game pace. In just the 30 regular season games he's played with Dak Prescott, and that includes week 5 when Prescott got hurt. His 16-game pace is 91 catches, 1,247 yards, 8 touchdowns on 133 targets. It's interesting. That's really good, but it's still only 8 touchdowns, but 1,247 yards in 16 games would be really good. TJ Hockenson off the board very early, pick 39. Then Miles Sanders off the board. I think this is a good spot for Miles Sanders.
Pick I do too. 40th. You know, I mean, you know, Montgomery and Sanders are still very good players. Montgomery a little bit better than Sanders, in my opinion, given the setup. But they also, you can see the bust factor for both those guys. You know, Sanders, they just seem to not have faith in him. You know, drafting Kenneth Gainwell, bringing
hold,
in.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll get back to that. Schrager, let's make a pick here.
Is the pick you already made?
Zeke. No, I didn't make it. Zeke, Najee Harris, Terry McLaurin on our team right now. Half PPR. We need to start three receivers. Looks Jamie's rankings have Robert Woods, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Mike Evans, or Gaskin, Jacobs, ETN, Mike Davis, or Mark Andrews, I guess. I don't really want to take Andrews or a quarterback. What do you think?
I like Woods there.
Woods? All right.
I think he's solid enough wide receiver.
Get about 100 rushing yards a year from Robert Woods as well. So we'll take Robert Woods. All right. I'm sorry. You were saying, do you really believe, though, that the backups on Philadelphia are actually threats to Miles Sanders?
I don't think that they're threats to him being the lead guy. I think they're threats to him being the workhorse, you know, being a workhorse. You know, I wonder if they're going to use Gainwell in a pass catching role, if they're going to use Kerryon or Jordan Howard in some sort of role. Boston Scott, I feel like, is going to still play. You know, I don't think everybody's making the team, so we'll see how that all works out. But for the most part, I think they're going to have roles for other guys. And so, you know, with what Sanders did in the three games with Jalen Hurts, I think it's encouraging. But, you know, again, when you take a step back from it, it was one big run, you know, kind of the same type of player that he was with Wentz there. But the offensive line should be healthy and a little bit better. So, again, I think it's just a matter of value. You know, if you're taking these guys in the third round because, oh, my God, I have to have a running back if I didn't take one in my first two picks, then maybe you're panicking a little bit. You know, or if you feel like I need a second running back because I went running back receiver, feels like a little bit of a panic, you know, but round four, I think, is perfect for a guy like Miles Sanders.
Jamie, what do you think about this wide receiver run of Julio Jones, DJ Moore, Robert Woods?
It's about the right spot for these guys. You know, Woods, I think, is kind of a steal. I think you guys made a great pick for the team you're drafting for here. Because I would, like I said, I would have considered Woods at the start of the turn where I took CeeDee Lamb. So I think, you know, just getting him to start this was amazing. But Moore is going to be interesting because, you know, is he going to be the lead guy or is Robbie Anderson going to be the lead guy? Who's going to absorb most of the targets from Curtis Samuel? Who's going to step into more of an inside role? You know, where does Terrace Marshall light up? You know, so I think it's a fun pick. You know, DJ Moore could be, you know, a guy that challenges to lead the league in receptions if he gets enough targets. He's that good. You know, he could be this year's Stephon Diggs.
All right, so round four so far is Montgomery, Lamb, Hockenson, Sanders, Julio, DJ Moore, Robert Woods, ETN, Chris Godwin, Brandon Ayuk. Really interesting picks. Just, this is why I love doing these listener drafts. I mean, there's no way Hockenson goes 39th. We think that's too early.
I mean, that's very in tune to our show.
Yeah. Maybe he wouldn't have gotten him at the end of round five. You know, that was the third pick of round four, so it's third to last pick of round five. If you really love Hockenson, that maybe that's where you have to get him. Brandon Ayuk going 46th overall was really interesting after Chris Godwin. Then Josh Jacobs goes. What do you think about Ayuk there? Is that justifiable?
I wouldn't have taken him over. You know, a few of the receivers are still on the board. You know, Deontay Johnson, Mike Evans, Tyler Lockett, you know, I just like those guys better. But, you know, if he builds off what he did a year ago, this 49ers offense is, you know, like we talked about with the NFC projections, it's so hard to figure because, you know, most of the stuff that they did last season was with backup quarterbacks. And, you know, now you have potentially two different guys coming in. You know, it's Garoppolo back and who knows how many games he starts and then Trey Lance. George Kittle, healthy, you know, that changes things. Debo Samuel, hopefully healthy, you know. So the nice thing about it is they're going to concentrate their targets really to those three guys, you know. So you kind of have an idea of, you know, who's going to catch passes there. And really, Ayuk should be second in targets behind George Kittle. So I like him, but I think this is too soon to take him.
I'm building a juggernaut here. McCaffrey, Gibson, Jefferson, Evans, Andrews. I think maybe you could say I took Andrews a little early at 48th overall.
No, that's the right spot for him.
Obviously, I'm not getting him 24 picks later. I have a swing pick. So, and I'm not getting Kyle Pitts either. I'm assuming Kyle Pitts will go in this round. And come on, Matt, let's go. You're on the clock. I got some auto picks here. I'm trying to navigate through that. But round four is in the books. Round five begins with Mike Evans. And waiting for the second pick of round five, which I might have to make for Matt. So hold on one sec. There he goes. Nope. Tyler Lockett. Like it? Good. Evans, Lockett.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Lockett, I hope there's more consistent production, but, you know, by the end of the season, he's going to have won you some games. And that's the thing you look for. Is he going to win you games every week? No. Is he going to be frustrating? Probably for a 2-3 week stretch. I mean, that's just kind of been his nature. But as we discussed with the NFC projections, there's a lot to like about Tyler Lockett if the offense does change slightly, or at least enough to help him, you know, take that, you know, more consistent step forward, not better step forward, because he's been pretty good.
100 catches last year. Didn't see that coming. Completely changed his routes. And they want to get the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands. One thing that concerns me, though, is that he did really start to lose some targets late in the year to DK Metcalf. Metcalf kind of emerged as the alpha. For the season, Lockett had more targets, barely, than Metcalf. We talked about that on the projection show earlier this week. All right, Schrager, you and I are up. We have got Zeke Harris, Robert Woods, and Terry McLaurin. And
I think there's only one running back left in this tier, which is Mike Davis.
I mean, this is the tough calls you have to make, right? Mike Davis. The next running backs would be Chase Edmonds, Kareem Hunt. So I agree with you there. We could take Kyle Pitts.
Could go Pitts.
We could take.
I'm totally cool with that too.
You know, I kind of feel like taking a quarterback. What do you think?
It's the value is amazing.
Who do you want? Josh Allen, right here.
Well, all right. We still have Allen. No, see, we have to stay true to what we say. There, we still have like four great quarterbacks on the board, so we can gamble that one of them will be available next round, or we could start the run.
Let's not start the run. Let's go with.
Or we could go with Davis. Deontay Johnson.
Let's get our third running back.
All right, I don't literally like Mike Davis here, but the Schrager, this is your team, so it's perfectly fine. Mike Davis. We now have Zeke, Najee, Mike Davis, Robert Woods, and Terry McLaurin. I like that team. That's a safe team with a high floor and a lot of targets, a lot of carries. All right, there we go. Josh, here we go. All right, let's see a little experiment. We'll see if any of those top five or six quarterbacks would be available as Josh Allen goes as the second quarterback off the board, 55th overall. And Jamie will be up in just a few picks, and Deontay Johnson goes. All right, let me remind you while we wait for Jamie and some others to make their picks that the trilogy is upon us. UFC 264, Conor McGregor is going to be facing Dustin Poirier on July 10th. The series is tied 1-1 with each fighter owning a knockout win, but there's only one place to get all your UFC 264 coverage. That is Morning Combat with Luke Thomas and Brian Campbell. The boys are going to be live in Las Vegas all week to interview fighters and preview this massive fight. So make sure you check out Morning Combat at all your UFC for all your UFC 264 coverage by visiting youtube.com/morningcombat or on any podcast platform. Okay. Combat spelled with a K, by the way. Kyle Pitts, Lamar Jackson. You know what, Ben? I think we might have screwed up by not going with the quarterback.
There are going to be good quarterbacks again.
There will be.
And we can wait three more rounds.
Yeah, that's true. Kenny Golladay off the board. Oh, Jamie took Kenny Golladay. All right. Cortland Sutton off the board. And Beckham off the board to start round six. I'm going to suspend the draft really quickly and just review round five. This will be a quick suspension here. Round five, Evans. This is a wide receiver round. Good wide receivers in this round. Evans, Lockett, Chase, Miles Gaskin, Thielen, Mike Davis, Josh Allen, Deontay Johnson, Kyle Pitts, Lamar Jackson, Kenny Golladay, and Cortland Sutton. I mean, Jamie, this just tells you everything about the way drafts are shaping up right now. The two running backs that went in round five are two guys who have such crazy ranges of outcomes in Miles Gaskin and Mike Davis. You do get Kyle Pitts and basically Mark Andrews, who was the last pick of round four, could have easily been the first pick of round five. And you get Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, and the rest are just these very good wide receivers. This is a wide receiver range here. Evans, Lockett, Chase, Thielen, Johnson, Golladay, Sutton. Right? I mean, I'm sorry if I summed it up, if you want to add to that, but this is how the drafts are shaping up. This is a wide receiver range.
100%. And this is, again, why we say you can wait on the position. It's, you know, look, not all these guys are going to be great. You know, I mean, Galladay concerns me, even though I took him, you know, just with the change of teams. You know, Sutton, Beckham, you know, they have their clearly flaws coming off, you know, significant injuries. I love the Deontay Johnson pick. I was hoping he was going to last a few more spots to me. I would have taken Kyle Pitts as well if he made it that far. But yeah, it's a great round for wide receivers. And I do think the running backs are still pretty solid here. You know, Gaskin to me is somebody I would have taken around four, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I'm going to take a luxury pick here and a guy that I keep moving up my rankings. And you're going to hate it.
Javonte Williams, we were swayed by the Denver Post the other day.
Well, I think you just look at what the upside could be. I mean, look, he should challenge for the starting job, and he could easily win it. You know, it wouldn't be a surprise, and he's going to get work. And so, like, the guys I have him ranked around right now, Chase Edmonds, that's a timeshare if everybody's healthy. Michael Carter, I don't know. You know, I like him a lot, but I think if Williams gets that job, he's better with the Broncos than Carter is with the Jets. And so, you know, I'm going to take my chances on that. So I keep moving, like I said, Williams higher and higher. And that's kind of where I stopped, was at the Edmonds Carter spot when I last updated my rankings. Now that I look at it, I'm like, you know, I have two good running backs in Jones and Chubb. Let me take a luxury pick and see if it comes out on the right side of things.
All right. So we have Beckham, which is very early, 61st overall, Javonte Williams, Kareem Hunt, T. Higgins, DJ Chark. Oh, man, I don't really like seeing Beckham and Chark in round six, Jamie. They don't feel like round six picks to me. What about you?
What other receivers are better than them? You know, Devontae Smith, I know, is somebody that you like. You know, Juju and Claypool still being there. I actually consider Claypool as well.
Both of them over Beckham and Chark.
I would, too. Tyler Boyd, you know, half PPR still gets value here. Robbie Anderson, Jerry Jeudy. Those guys have, you know, certainly plenty of upside as well.
Oh, all right, Schrager, we're on the clock.
Here we go.
Zeke, Harris, Davis, Woods, and McLaurin. Should we go Claypool or Kyler or what?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, baby. All right, it worked out. I was going to take him around earlier.
You know, when you take a quarterback early, I took the first one in Mahomes. This is when you regret it, when you see these things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens every time, but you have to know that going in. Or you have to be prepared for that. Justin Herbert before Dak Prescott, before Russell Wilson. Interesting. All right, Juju's off the board. Right after Chark. So it went Higgins, Chark, Juju, then Kyler, then Herbert. I'm getting ready. I'll tell everybody about my team. Sorry, narcissist here. McCaffrey, Gibson, Jefferson, Evans,
like
and
you.
Andrews. hold on. About to have an auto pick. I'm up in four picks. All right, whatever. Why don't we look at CJ Ladd's team? Because he's on the clock right now. Big Ladiator. He's got Derrick Henry, Miles Gaskin, Darren Waller, A.J. Brown, and Chris Godwin. Solid squad. What's he going to do? Chase Claypool. There you go. He doesn't have a quarterback yet, but his starting lineup is Henry and Gaskins, Brown, Claypool, and Godwin, and Darren Waller. I mean, that's a really good team. I really like that team. How about the third team, the third pick? That was who? That was David Arnott, who should name his team Ready Arnott. He has Kamara, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Ridley, Chase, and Ayuk, and Robbie Anderson. I don't really love the Robbie Anderson pick there as his fourth receiver when Ayuk and Chase are already his third receiver. There's just a little bit too much uncertainty there. Don't love that team as much as the other one we read. All right, what was the last pick? Last pick was Chase Edmonds, so I am on the clock. And let's give myself 30 new seconds there so I can cheat a little bit. Do I go with Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson? I think no.
No? One or two picks?
Yeah, I probably should, right? All right, I'm going to go with Devontae Smith and a quarterback. I'm getting pretty interested in Devontae Smith. I find myself drafting him a lot. Took him 72nd overall. And yeah, let's go Dak Prescott. So that would be Dak, McCaffrey, Gibson, Evans, Jefferson, or Jefferson, Evans, and Smith, and Mark Andrews. Yeah. When would you take Devontae Smith? I think he was the highest in your ranking, so I guess 72nd overall sounds good to you.
Yeah, he's in this, you know, he's in that range of, you know, certainly DJ Chark and Odell Beckham, you know, so, you know, you could argue that he has more upside than both of those guys. But, you know, rookie receivers, as we've seen, you know, the last couple of years, the high-end ones have hit, but, you know, is Jalen Hurts the type of quarterback to get the most out of him? That's what we're going to find out.
Tom Brady off the board before Russell Wilson. Dallas Goedert is the next pick. And that wasn't the Waller manager, was it, who took Goddard? I don't think so. I think the other one.
I think, you know, just going back to your team for a second, if we pull it up, this is something I don't think we talk enough about that we probably should. Look at what you've done with this team.
Look at what you've done. Yeah. Are you scolding me?
No, it's great. Oh, you know, and I think this is something that, you know, I certainly fall victim to and I need to do a better job of. You have, assuming everybody is healthy, forget about what they could do on the field in terms, like you could see the bust potential maybe for Antonio Gibson, Evans, and Smith, right? You could see what could go wrong for those guys. But if you're just going based on track record, Dak has top five potential. McCaffrey has number one potential. Gibson has top 20, top 15 potential. Your three receivers, if they do what they're capable of doing, Jefferson, you know, coming close to what he did a year ago, Mike Evans doing what he typically does, Andrews doing what he typically does, you have cornerstones. And the waiver wire is going to determine so many different things about fantasy rosters. Like, if you have a good core, as opposed to a lot of depth, because think about what the depth usually ends up happening, right? Like, if you go, let's say you didn't take Prescott, you didn't take Andrews, right? And you had a third running back there and a fourth wide receiver.
Yeah.
They're probably going to help you at some point.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, it's a risk. It's early enough
in the draft. But you have league winners.
Right. Right, right. Like, you have to, you know, you leave the draft going, well, I'm pretty thin at running back. I might be a little thin at wide receiver, although I think I can make up for that later. But I've got a top five tight end. I've got a top five quarterback. I've got Christian McCaffrey. Bottom line is, drafting number one is where people say, where would you want to draft? I want to draft number one. I think McCaffrey is just such a help. He's almost two running backs in one. He's so good. So, yeah, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it.
But I was even like, you know, because I just did the write-up of the Tuesday draft that we did, the Superflex draft. You know, and so like Nando's team, for example, for anybody who watched. So Nando.
Can we just have Schrager make this pick real quick?
Yep, go ahead.
Kyler, Zeke, Najee, Woods, McLaurin, Mike Davis. What's our next pick?
You like Debo there?
I hate Debo, actually. I would not draft him at all. I don't like the tight ends here.
Fuller.
Jerry Judy, Brandon. I'd take Brandon Cooks personally, but you tell
I'd
me.
I'd take Judy or Cooks. Let's go Cooks.
All right. Yeah, Debo is a no-go for me. All right, sorry, Jamie. Go ahead. Nando's team.
No, so Nando, you know, again, super flex. So take that into account. But, you know, Nando has, he had Saquon Barkley, David Montgomery, Devontae Adams, Deontay Johnson and Robert Woods. That's the core of his team. And George Kittle. That's the core of his team in a three receiver PPR league.
Mm-hmm.
But, awesome, right?
Well, without the super flex factor, yeah, but his quarterbacks are probably on paper the worst group or close to.
On paper, the worst group. Right. Yeah. But again, you know, core. Like, what's the core of your team? So now, again, if he had taken one quarterback in that mix, right? If not two, it's a different team. Now,
Tell everybody who his quarterbacks are, just, you know, for reference.
His quarterbacks are Daniel Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, and Carson Wentz.
Right.
So that's the one side of it. So he went away from the Superflex. Then you have Joe Pisapia's team from Fantasy Pros, and he started his team with two quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Ryan Tannehill. Then he went Najee Harris and Chris Carson.
Right.
Then his top receivers were Amari Cooper and Jamar Chase. Now, I took Chase, I think, a little too soon, from my opinion, because, like, DJ Moore was still on the board, for example. But, again, that's the core of his team. He has a good core, right?
Yeah, very.
So, it's like, do you want to have more, you know, it's like, I don't know, like, getting into taking quarterbacks early is something that we should maybe be a little bit more in tune with, because if those guys are who they are, you know, the top five, does it make you a little bit more solidified with your roster?
Yeah, I mean, I was planning on doing an episode at some point where I have in my mind four or five major questions that I need to figure out in the next month. It's not to say that I'm completely clueless about them, but I need to really figure out where I land on them. Mm-hmm. before I feel completely 100% comfortable drafting. Obviously, like, I can do a draft right now and come away with a team that I like. But one of the questions is, how much separation is there between the top five or six mobile quarterbacks and the Bradys and the Rodgers and the Staffords of the world? I don't really put Stafford with Brady and Rodgers, but a lot of people do. And my theory is that, you know, last year there wasn't really a huge difference. I mean, obviously Rodgers was amazing, and Brady, once he got Antonio Brown, he was the third best quarterback per game. But this year, my concern with waiting is that if all of the passing stats come down from last year, which was a historic season, the highest scoring season in NFL history, if all of the passing stats come down, well, that's just going to make the mobile quarterbacks even better. And it is going to put some distance between them and the guys who don't run at all. So I have to figure out if I want to spend a fifth or a sixth round pick on Kyler Murray or Dak Prescott, or if I want to spend a ninth round pick on Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Jalen Hurts, something like that.
Yeah, but it's not fifth or sixth. It's third or fourth, because that's most drafts how they're going to go.
Truthfully, Jamie, I don't play with in any leagues like that. Like, all my leagues are CBS, but you're right. But we'll see. I mean, this didn't happen in this draft with our listeners, right? I mean, they basically waited until rounds 5 through 7 to take these quarterbacks, other than Mahomes.
True.
So, yeah, we'll see how that shapes up. But I have to figure out which tier of quarterback I want. So I think I can put together a winning roster with either tier. I do think that the mobile quarterbacks...
But you are also talking about, while the passing numbers could come down, Brady's still going to be among the league leaders in passing if he's healthy. Stafford has a chance to be among the league leaders in passing, you know, if things go right with the transition to a new team. You know, you're talking about two guys that are proven. And
I love Tom Brady.
I know you do.
I can't stop drafting Tom Brady.
Right. But I think it's more along the lines of, like, you know, what will Rodgers look like?
Yeah.
You know, on a team that is going to be balanced. What will Joe Burrow look like? What will Trevor Lawrence look like? You know, those guys that are at the back end of that. Justin Herbert, you know, what is he going to look like?
But you basically wait for, you don't get a lot of the top six quarterbacks, do you?
I don't typically draft that way. You know, like, this, right, the way that just the draft fell at the end of the third round, that Mahomes was there. Okay, I'll take a shot on it. You know, not knowing who I'm drafting against. You know, typically in most of my leagues, obviously I know the people that I'm drafting with. So you get a feel for it. So that kind of changes things. But I think, you know, if you would have, you know, hindsight, if you would have told me that Josh Allen would still be there 2 rounds later, or Dak Prescott and Kyler Murray would have fallen to where they fell, I obviously would not have taken Mahomes by any stretch.
All right, let's review.
But I also, like, I'm a Jalen Hurts guy, you know, so, like, I tend to wait him out.
When you take Jalen Hurts, do you find yourself drafting a second quarterback early or no?
Never early. I'll always kind of look at the board. And again, it's knowing who I'm drafting with. So when I'm drafting, you know, obviously most of the drafts that I'm doing right now, I'm doing with, you know, my colleagues. Mm-hmm. So I know that I don't have to take a second quarterback, because I'll look at the waiver wire and there's Fitzpatrick and Roethlisberger and, you know, some of the young guys that still have potential, like, you know, Tua and Daniel Jones and whatever. And, you know, so I could either piece it together with a veteran, or I can go with, you know, the Saints guys are usually undrafted. So it's all a matter of, you know, just knowing who you're in the league with. But if I see that there's a ton of, you know, number two quarterbacks going up, like, we had this conversation in particular because you took Jalen Hurts and Aaron Rodgers, right? In our magazine draft?
Yes. Yep. And, very happy with that.
Huh?
Very happy with that.
Right. You're happy with that, but it could be frustrating as well, because you're not going to know which guy to play every week, and you could make some wrong decisions. And then that's going to eat up a roster spot
that's
for you
true.
Where you can't drop him.
That's a good point.
Now, I drafted my starting quarterback is Burrow, and I've already gotten one trade offer for somebody who did something similar
really?
To you. The fantasy manager who drafted, I think it was Russell Wilson and Tom Brady, offered me Tom Brady and Terry McLaurin, playing on my heartstrings. Tom Brady and Terry McLaurin for Justin Jefferson and Gus Edwards. Now, I like that trade on paper, because I think it's close enough.
Oh, God, that's a landslide win, Brady and McLaurin.
Well, it's a landslide win right now.
Unless Dobbins gets hurt. But I know you're
and that's
that
exactly
trade.
Why I'm not making the trade. Because if Dobbins gets hurt in training camp, I'm going to be kicking myself that I gave away the starting running back to the Raiders.
Oh, man. So. All right. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Today. We've been talking a while about strategy. So when we come back, I will recap rounds seven and eight. We are now into round nine, round seven and eight. Somebody said in the chat, man, Adam sure drafts better than you'd think he would. What is that? Come on. all right, so we'll recap round seven and eight when we come back on Fantasy Football Today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying this live mock draft. This is a 12-team half PPR league, starting three wide receivers and a flex. I can try to. I don't know. You're going to write about this, Jamie?
Yes.
Do you know when you'll publish it?
I'm sure it'll be out by Friday.
All right. So whenever it's published, I'll put a link in the episode description. That might be after you listen to it. I apologize for that. But whenever it's published, I'll put a link. If you want to see it, though, you go to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday and you can watch it all unfold. So round seven, I had the first pick, Dak Prescott, Tom Brady, Dallas Goedert, Ryan Tannehill, Tyler Boyd, Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, Melvin Gordon, Russell Wilson. Remember, Javonte Williams way off the board at this point. Russell Wilson, going after Dak, Brady, and Tannehill in this round. This pick, I really don't like. Devin Singletary. You agree with me?
Yeah,
82nd overall. Jerry Jeudy.
You know, I mean, I'm a Zach Moss guy too. So,
and I just took Zach Moss 97th overall. Aaron Rodgers was the last pick of round seven. So, all right, rounds six, seven were big quarterback rounds. Round eight was Noah Fant, Michael Carter to Jamie, James Conner, Raheem Mostert. I gotta say, Leonard Fournette, Damian Harris, James Robinson. This is really not that bad of a running back round. Round eight. Obviously, they're not all going to hit. Some of them are going to be busts, whatever. But so it's Fant, then it's Carter, Connor, Michael Carter, James Connor, Raheem Mostert, Irv Smith, Leonard Fournette, Damian Harris, James Robinson, Marvin Jones, Joe Burrow, David Johnson, and Zach Moss. I think you've got useful players there, Jamie. Talk about these running backs in round eight.
I mean, I was thrilled to get Michael Carter there. I considered him where I took Javonte Williams, so I like Michael Carter's upside a lot. You look at, you know, Mostert is another one that I think is going to go very undervalued if he stays in that lead role for the 49ers. You know, Fournette and Robinson are in crowded backfields now, but, you know, they still should be the best guys. Well, not the best guys there, but Fournette should be the best guy there, and Robinson still has value, so half PPR certainly still benefits him. I love Zach Moss and what he hopefully will do for the Bills. The interesting one to me is Damian Harris, because I think he could be really special if he gets the job for the Patriots, but you still have James White in the passing down situation. You still have Cam Newton stealing goal line opportunities, and you still have Ramondre Stevenson, who's getting a lot of buzz. So it's a huge if that Harris is going to be that type of player, but I like his situation because I think the Patriots are going to run the ball a lot.
That was actually my pick that I made for team six.
Didn't even get Saul Schrager.
We were deep in thought. Sorry, Schrager.
I like the pick too.
Yeah, I like Damian Harris. I think he's really good. And I hope to see Mac Jones there because I do think that will free up some of those goal line touchdowns. I do. Yeah, Jamie, make a good point there about Cam Newton. Damian Harris got very unlucky with Cam Newton rushing touchdowns. And Cam had 12 of them. So that's not going to repeat. I mean, that was a ridiculous rate for him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would take the under there. But
I mean, it's still going to be 10.
All right, so now we're into round nine. I don't know. How many times has he had 10 rushing touchdowns? I feel like that was his second season of his career with 10.
How many times has he thrown like 2 touchdown passes all year? That's probably going to happen again.
That's true. All right, so round 9, I took Zach Moss to end round 8, and I took Trey Sermon to end round 9, and those are running backs 3 and 4 for me. So Jamie likes my team with Dak and Andrews, but this is the price you pay if McCaffrey gets hurt or if Gibson gets hurt. It's Zach Moss and Trey Sermon for me. All right, let's resume the draft here with pick 98 overall.
If you lose McCaffrey and Chuba Hubbard doesn't go get drafted, or gets drafted and gets dropped 3 weeks into the season, because that's likely as a backup running back who's never going to touch the ball, You're spending all your fab on him, depending on the injury for McCaffrey. Or if Gibson goes down, you're spending your fab on Peyton Barber again. But you know what I mean? Like, you have the opportunity to get guys that are going to be available.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, it's just pointing out the drawbacks, but there's a lot. All right, we had an auto pick of Deebo Samuel, but I'm leaving it because this is a perfectly fine time for Deebo Samuel.
3 times in his career, Cam Newton, 10 or more touchdowns.
3 times, okay. Curtis Samuel after Deebo Samuel, then Ronald Jones. Did the Fournette drafter take Ronald Jones, or did someone else do it? Does it make sense to lock up a backfield with your 8th and 9th picks?
It was a different guy.
It was a different guy. He has Henry Gaskin. And Ronald Jones is actually his 3rd running back. Okay.
I'm going to step in here and make this pick, Adam.
All right. What do we got?
Logan Thomas. He's the last tight end in this tier.
Okay.
Adam hates that pick.
I hate it. Murray, Zeke. I just don't do tight end here. At this point, not a huge difference for me between Logan Thomas and any flyer, Troutman, Ingram, anyone who we're going to pick up off the waiver wire that I could literally get with my last or second to last pick.
Make the pick.
Oh, I thought Schrager was doing it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Now you give me Higbee. Even worse.
Oh, Higbee. Yeah, that's who we should take. All right. Sorry. So you want Logan Thomas here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That is James.
Schrager, this is what it's like sharing a team with him.
I'm letting him
do it for a full season. I couldn't do it.
And we do it for baseball. So I usually defer to him.
Hey, we're in first
place. Probably because it's baseball.
We're doing great. He would be in trouble if we shared a team in football.
No, it would go smoother than you think.
Well, I know it would because you used my rankings.
Daryl Henderson off the board. Daryl Henderson is probably not someone that has any value unless Akers gets hurt. Agree or disagree?
He has value. He's not going to have week in, week out value, but he has. I think he'll play enough. I don't think it's going to be the total Cam Akers show.
All right. Deshaun Watson off the board. After Logan Thomas. I don't know who picked Logan Thomas. Henderson, Deshaun Watson, Kenyon Drake to Tony.
You know what I'm going
to
do in the write-up? I'm changing team 1 to Ben's team and this team to your team.
I like this team.
This team's fine. Let me see Tony's team. He took Kenyon Drake. I just want to know if he has Josh Jacobs. Tony's team is... Why can't I find Tony's team? There he is. His team name is literally his first and last name. He does not have Josh Jacobs. He has Carson and Miles Sanders, Raheem Mostert, Kenyon Drake. Devontae Parker is the next pick. Jamie is up. He takes Marquise Brown. Okay. What do you think the chances are of us at some point just moving Bateman ahead of Brown?
Preseason?
Yeah.
Never for me. I don't think for Dave. Dave's obviously very high on Marquise Brown. I just think that maybe in full PPR, if he has such a tremendous training camp in preseason, but I think Marquise Brown is still the established number one receiver there. Number 2 target behind Andrews, but number 1 receiver.
All right, here comes Michael Gallup to end round 9, and we are.
And this worked out fantastic for me. I'm going to tell you after he takes it. So it actually worked out great because there was 3 receivers that I wanted. I got one of them in Marquise Brown. I'm going to take the second one now. It's your favorite receiver. It's Laviska Shenault. The third one would have been Antonio Brown. So I like all of these guys, but getting Marquise Brown and Shenault was exactly how I wanted it to play out.
So with Shenault, when we had a kind of a spirited argument about Shenault on one of our Tuesday night streams, but I think he was picked in the 80s or the 90s at that point. He just went 111th, 110th. So, you know, I'm certainly I think we're all happy to get players we like 20 picks later.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And I've seen some people, you know, some analysts saying that Chenault should be drafted ahead of DJ Chark. I'm not there yet, but I mean, Chenault might be the best Jaguars receiver.
Absolutely. And he's the third one because Marvin Jones was selected already too. So in this draft, he's the third to go. Giovanni Bernard. Yeah, that's another one I don't really love. I just don't see him. I don't see him unless Jones and Fournette are both hurt. I don't think he gets carries really. And then how many cat? Yeah, I don't know. I don't love Bernard there.
I think even if they're hurt, it's not necessarily guaranteed that it's him. Should be.
Right.
But I don't think it's guaranteed.
Antonio Brown is the pick here, pick 112 overall.
I mean, the thing about Gio is he's going to play a lot because I think Brady's going to want that type of player on the field.
If you just look at Antonio Brown's targets compared to Godwin and Evans, I mean, picking him 112th overall makes so much sense. Schrager,
I would have been very happy if he was the one that I settled for.
Oh, instead of Chenault. All right, Schrager, we got Kyler Murray, Zeke, Najee, Woods, Cooks, McLaurin, Logan Thomas, Mike Davis, Damian Harris. What do you think? A little wide receiver depth here?
Yeah, the Pittman or Gage?
Oh, or we got Waddle. Yeah, let's go Pittman.
All right, Pittman it is.
Give me 1 second, though. Where's Pittman is on our team. A guy who had basically one good game. Michael Pittman did almost nothing last year. And he was an underneath receiver running out of the slot, which really I don't think he should be. And I'm excited to draft him. You know, I'm excited.
This could be one, though, like where, and I think everybody across the board is Pittman over Hilton in the industry. Certainly consensus-wise.
Yeah.
This could be one where, like, why did I draft Michael Pittman over T.Y. Hilton?
I think Hilton went already today, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's off the board. Got to have the rookie receivers come off the board soon.
The rest of the rookie receivers.
Jalen Waddle. Yeah. Jalen Waddle just went. James White just went. This is a half PPR league. White probably would have went a little sooner in a full PPR league. He went 117th overall. We are waiting on pick 118 from... Believe it or not, Jamie, his dad joke game has gotten so good that he doesn't even laugh at something that is, you know, something that clever is David or not. Ready or not.
I did laugh.
Yeah. All right. But you were upset with yourself for laughing.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. My team's on deck. Dak Prescott, McCaffrey and Gibson, Justin Jefferson, Mike Evans, Devontae Smith, Mark Andrews, and Zach Moss and Trey Sermon. One of those guys is my flex right now, but.
Which one?
Moss. Has to be Moss, I think. I think I could see Moss really becoming a riser. What do you think? You know, I feel like there's going to be some buzz on him and not so much on Singletary. Speaking of risers, I'm about to take Mike Williams.
I'm a big Zach Moss fan. I think I made that pretty clear. I like his potential. I liked him last year. I regretfully in a dynasty league, rookie only draft, I took him over Antonio Gibson, but that was before the Washington football team had made some personnel moves, but that's one I regret. In any event, Zach Moss is somebody that I hoped would have a bigger role in Buffalo. He started to take on that role, three of his final four regular season games, not including week 17 when they didn't have much to play for. He had 13 or more carries. He's not going to do much in the passing game, but I think he has a chance to steal a few touchdowns from Josh Allen inside the five, inside the 10, and prove that he's better than Devin Singletary. So the addition of Matt Breida as the only player that they brought in, I think is a good scenario for him to have that type of breakout campaign.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but he really took over down the stretch, including in the playoffs before he got hurt.
Yep.
You know, yeah, so week 13, Singletary had 18 carries for 61 yards. Didn't do very much with those 18 carries. And then, oh, wait, I probably have to make a pick here. Sorry. Oh, no, not up yet. Mike Williams was the first pick of round 11, followed by Jalen Hurts. No, I'm sorry. Mike Williams was the last pick of round 10. Then I took Jalen Hurts with the next pick to start round 11. Russell Gage, Mecole Hardman.
But why take Jalen Hurts?
Look, I see Jalen Hurts available at 121st overall, I know I have Dak Prescott. I have to take him.
But why? You're never going to play him.
I disagree. You never know. You got Dak Prescott who's coming back from a serious injury. Jalen Hurts might be better than him. Jalen Hurts has the potential to be the Lamar Jackson, the Kyler Murray of this season. You know, I can't pass up the best player available. Emmanuel Sanders is the pick. All right, Schrager, we're up. What are we doing?
Do you still hate Mooney a lot?
My philosophy is I don't like number two wide receivers on teams with bad passing offenses, but this is your team too, so.
I'll go Mooney.
All right. Mooney! That's my Ferris Bueller. All right, anyway, let me go back to my Zach Moss note here. Moss had 41 carries in the last four regular season games, and Singletary had 28. In the first game of the playoffs, Zach Moss had 7 carries and 4 catches, and then he hurt his ankle. At that point, Devin Singletary had 2 carries and 1 catch. So I really believe that he was taking over that, you know, he was favored down the stretch. And it's something to keep an eye on going into camp. Jamie is up. Let's see Jamie's team. All right. Jamie's got Mahomes, Aaron Jones, and Nick Chubb. CeeDee Lamb, Galladay, and Judy. No tight end yet. Javonte Williams.
So you took Jalen Hurts, right?
I was going to take Pollard if I didn't take Hurts.
Yeah, see, to me, like that's more of a league winner for a team that has an established quarterback.
Absolutely. Yes. Potentially. Or a potentially useless pick. You know?
But I don't have to worry about necessarily carrying, you know, I could carry him without the I'm trying to think how I phrase this the right way. You wasted a pick.
We've got 3 rounds left here. No, look, Pollard was the one. I think that in reality, I have a harder time keeping Pollard on my team than Hurts. If we were actually playing this team out and the weeks were going by.
That's not. You have a harder time keeping Pollard on your team because you give up Hurts, you're giving up a starter potentially right away.
Right, exactly. So, you know, Pollard has a chance to get dropped and not get picked up. If Zeke's staying healthy and Pollard's just getting 6 carries a game or something like that, Hurts is getting picked up. And so Hurts would have more trade value than Pollard, assuming no Zeke injury. I just think, look, I think that NFL teams should probably take a more best player available approach to drafts. And I try to incorporate that sometimes in fantasy too. And at that point, you know, I'm just getting bench players. I've already got Moss and I've already got 2 bench running backs. Actually, one of them's a flex. No, I've had 2 bench running backs. So Pollard would have been my 3rd bench running back. Yeah, I just took best player available. That's basically what it comes down to for me. I know you and I are very philosophically very similar. I've learned a lot from you, but this is one thing where you really disagree with me. Ooh. Oh wait. Goldman just got drafted.
Yep. I like if you had taken
you wasted a pick.
If you had taken a different quarterback though. Like you're never benching Dak.
You never know that. Isn't it possible that Jalen Hurts is better than Dak?
It is possible, but you're not going to make that decision until 6 or 7 weeks into the season.
And then how about this? Wait, how about this?
What if Zeke got hurt?
What if Dak got hurt? You sit here and you play the Zeke got hurt game, I'd have Tony Pollard. But if Dak got hurt, I'd have Jalen Hurts.
What if Dak and Zeke got hurt? And you'd have Matthew Stafford and Tony Pollard.
I mean, that in theory would be better. I will give you that. But you're just, Hurts has too much upside for me to not take him 121st overall.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but then don't take Dak.
Well, I didn't take Dak in round 5, 7. Knowing 7? Oh, nice. Yeah. Knowing that Jalen Hurts was going to be available in round 11. Obviously,
all right, no more suspending picks. You got to let it go.
Okay. Yeah, I keep trying to let people draft, but I think we're just going to finish up here.
You can let them know in the chat.
Okay.
Auto picks will stand.
All right. Schrager, you and I are going to make a pick after this auto pick.
Williams, Gabe Davis. You okay with either one of those?
No. Not Gabriel Davis. Yeah, I think Daryl.
Rondale Moore. Oh, well, we don't have to take Gabriel Davis because he just went.
All right, yeah, I think Daryl Williams is a good pick.
All right, let's do it.
A little flyer there. Good job. And all right, let's review our teams. Why don't we do that? With the first pick, I took McCaffrey, Gibson in round two, and Jefferson in round three at the turn. Although if I had to pick, I'd take Jefferson first. So my quarterback is Dak Prescott. I have Mike Evans, Jefferson, and Devontae Smith at wide receiver. I have McCaffrey and Gibson at running back. I have Mark Andrews. My flex week one is going to be Mike Williams. Zach Moss, Trey Sermon, and Jalen Hurts are on my bench. Jamie had the 11th pick. Jamie has Mahomes, Nick Chubb, and Aaron Jones. Lamb, Galladay, and Judy. Javonte Williams as his flex. On the bench, Michael Carter, John Brown, Tony Pollard, Marquise Brown, LaVisca Chenault. Really high upside bench, big time. No tight end right now. Shagger, okay. What do you think about Jamie's team? You like it? Oh, who the hell takes Chuba Hubbard, you loser? Oh, that's annoying. That was going to be my next pick, but he just went two picks.
I like his team, and I mean, you punt on tight end, you get one higher upside bench player. That's kind of the difference between that urinized team with Logan Thomas and Jamie's team right here.
Jamie's team's
pretty, yeah, I mean, the only
loaded
thing that I need to obviously happen is I need, you know, there's question marks at the receiver spot. You know, if they hit, it's great. Galladay switching teams, and you know, we know what that story is. Judy's got some quarterback issues and some now more competition for targets. Lamb, I feel the best about, but that's kind of why I invested in Chenault and Marquise Brown and John Brown. You know, I mean, any of those guys could be capable starters, and I'm just going to take two tight ends next. You know, that's how I finish out my roster. You know, so whoever the top two with the most upside / best week one matchup is, that's the route I'll go.
Tonyan, Jonnu Smith, Gesicki, Troutman, Jarwin, Cole Kmet, all on the board. Who are your top two there?
Troutman would be one. And then, you know, I'll just probably go for the most upside, depending on how it all, you know, plays out, if Troutman is still there. You know, if it's not Troutman, I could take, you know, Jonnu. I'm a still Blake Jarwin guy. Tonyan is one of those guys, like, I feel like I have to rank him in a certain spot as opposed to not drafting him. He just scares me because of the Rodgers situation, for one, and then...
Are you really calling him Tonyan right now?
Tonyan,
sorry. Is that what I heard? Come on now.
Tonyan.
be a professional here.
Tonyan scares me because of his 59 targets last year.
Hey, did you see who the Athletic has as the Green Bay Packers breakout player?
Amari Rodgers.
Yes, sir. You just wait. I'm not going to be able to get Amari Rodgers in any drafts because everyone's going to be all over him.
Might be.
I took him in this draft. All right. We can wrap it up here. I'll go over some of the most recent picks. Pick round 12 looked like this. McKissick, John Brown, Gallman, Beasley, Corey Davis, Gabriel Davis, Darrell Williams, Tevin Coleman, Eric Ebron, Chuba Hubbard, Henry Ruggs, Marlon Mack. And then round 13, Amari Rodgers, Jared Cook, Kenneth Gainwell, Gronkowski, Ramondre Stevenson, Paris Campbell, Mike Gesicki, Gerald Everett, and Rashad Penny. All right. And Jamie's almost on the clock. And that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today. Again, Jamie's going to write a story about this, so we will, when it gets published, I will put it in the episode recap, in the episode description. Until then, if you want to see it, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Please check that out. Please nominate us on podcastawards.com. And thank you so much for spending over an hour with us listening to this mock draft. I hope it was helpful. Jamie, Ben, thank you guys very much. We will talk to you later on FFT.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.